Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Herb Warple, News and Legislation Editor. Today, we're sitting down with Warren Healy, President of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Institute of Canada, also recognized industry-wide as HRAI. Warren will share some insight on the newly formed HVACR Workforce Development Foundation and some of the other headlines that are making news up in Canada. We'll see you on the other side. Well, good morning, Warren. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Herb?
I'm doing very well, thank you. The big news bubbling in our newsroom is that Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Institute of Canada, along with the Air Conditioning Contractors of America, ACCA, Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, AHRI, ASHRAE, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration Distributors International, HARDI, the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association, PHCC, and RSES have all joined together to form the HVACR Workforce Development Foundation. Warren, tell us a little bit about this group and how HRAI got involved.
Well, the foundation was an idea that came from the HVACR Alliance. That's a group of CEOs, chief staff people from the HVACR associations across North America. We meet about 3 to 4 times per year to discuss industry matters. We recognize that our industry has an aging population of technical personnel. I believe it's close to over 50 years of age, I think, that is the average age of these technical people. And each of our associations has been trying to tackle the issue of attracting people to careers in the industry. So this led to forming the foundation, which allows us to pool our resources to develop a more comprehensive approach to workforce development. The foundation began its operations in January of 2012, and initial meetings are probably going to be at the meetings of the Alliance until such time as the foundation gets up and running.
Now, this is a pretty big deal for the HVACR industry. With so many players joined together into one Optimus Prime machine, talk about the significance this will have not only on the American market, but up in Canada as well.
Well, workforce and career development, I think as everybody knows, is a pretty comprehensive and long-term commitment that requires a great deal of resources to be successful. I think the significance of the foundation is the opportunity to pool the brain trust, really, in the associations and use that to generate effective programs to meet the foundation's objectives.
And when you put all this knowledge together, what types of projects do you think the foundation will pursue, or what do you have planned for the immediate future?
Well, I think our agreement was that we would start by creating an identity for the industry more than anything else, both with federal, state, and provincial education departments and the secondary school level. From there, we want to educate those secondary school teachers, the trade school educators, and counselors to opportunities for careers in our industry, so they can properly inform their students. And then finally, we want to seek funding from various sources, whether it be government or the industry sector, to put together education programs for new entrants into the industry and also upgrade the skills of the ones that are currently there.
For our HVAC contractors that are listening in right now, how will this benefit them?
Well, when you look at the workforce needs, the contractors probably have the greatest need for both technical personnel and salespeople. And we think there's opportunities there that we can provide to contractors both to bring more people into the industry so they'll have a larger pool to draw from, and secondly, to upgrade the skills of the technical people that work for them currently.
Now to shift gears a little bit, let's talk about HRAI and the Canadian HVAC market. How are things going up north?
Well, I think one of the things that Canada's held on to for a number of years now is a good, solid marketplace. It's not doing any great shakes. I wish I could say it was growing at some exponential rate, but the reality is the growth is steady and the industry is looking good. This kind of steady growth we hope will continue in the future, but at the moment, when I'm not hearing from my members, that usually means they're working and they're at least pleased with the customers they can find out there.
Gotcha. Now, what's hot up there, and the pun's intended there, as it seems all of North America has endured a scorching heat wave this summer, but can you share any industry trends or anything that's really stuck out as of late, specifically in Canada?
We've had the heat up here, and there's no question it's been doing it's been a boon for the air conditioning market, particularly in our major markets of Ontario and Quebec. I think the thing that's affecting our market, and I think you're seeing the same in the United States, is that governments are in this position of trying to balance their budgets again. And because of that, we've seen one of our major programs here, the Eco Energy Program or Incentive Program, withdrawn from the residential market. That has created a whole different mix of product that's going into the field, particularly if you look at air conditioning. We're back to major number of sales being at the 13 SEER level as versus increased SEERs that obviously cost more money, and the incentives hope to pay or help to pay down that cost. This is something our industry has been concerned about for a year or two now because of the way governments were going with incentives. And actually at our last annual meeting, we put together a task team to look at what a non-incentive marketplace is going to look like in the future. And that task team has come up with a number of recommendations we're taking back to our membership at our annual meeting next month to see if this is the direction they want to go in to try to augment or, let's say, provide some sort of support to members in this non-incentive period that we're going to run into in the future.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned government, and I'm the news and legislation editor here with the news, so I've always got my eye on legislation. Can you tell me a little bit more about the British Columbia Stewardship Plan, exactly what it is, what AHRA and your partners hope to accomplish through it?
Well, the issue of removing, let's call it end-of-life products from landfill, any kind of waste from landfill, has been a major objective of the provinces here in Canada for probably more than two decades. This has finally come to fruition in BC, who were the first province to jump off and put in place a regulation that puts the onus on industries who put products into the market to deal with their end of life. In our particular case, July 1st, 2012, a number of the HVACR and plumbing products come under this regulation. And because we have obviously common interests between two or three associations, ourselves, AHRI, and the Canadian Institute of Plumbing and Heating went together to put a plan for all of our members in place that would bring them in compliance or under the regulation for July the 1st. Essentially, our plan is about business as usual, because we feel very strongly that because qualified personnel deal with our products, both installing them, replacing them, and dealing with the end of life, that we want people to just keep doing what they're currently doing. Our only concern that we have to deal with over the next year to 18 months is trying to come up with a verification process so the ministry understands that we are dealing with our products and they are not ending up in landfill. I guess from a standpoint of what benefits there might be to the industry in general, it's really to our members and the compliance issue that they have to deal with either individually or within a group. In this case, all of our members, and it adds up to some 400 to 500 member companies who bring product into British Columbia or sell it there. We have brought them under the plan, and therefore they'll be in compliance.
And it's a big win for the environment up there too.
Well, exactly. I mean, the issue that we brought before the ministry was that our products are basically 80 to 90% metal, and metal today is a very valuable commodity, and we know within our industry through surveys and the rest over the last 10, 15 years that these products are recycled, they're scrapped, and unfortunately in some cases they're stolen simply because they're of that kind of value. So we don't feel we're in a position where our products are creating any kind of environmental problems.
Gotcha. Coming up in August, Warren, the HRAI, will host your annual meeting August 23rd through August 25th in Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is the 44th time you guys have done this. That's quite a storied history. Can you share how the events evolved over the years and maybe what type of new events you guys will offer this year?
Well, to look at the past, one of the opportunities we have and which we feel is one of the strengths of the association is we bring manufacturers, we bring wholesalers, and we bring contractors together to one conference, all as members of the same association. So that in itself has always been not so much a challenge as much as an opportunity for the industry to come together and do a number of things. And it has evolved from the standpoint of we have divisional programs programs that are specific to one of those three sectors, and we have programs where we bring the whole of the industry together to discuss issues and concerns that they may have that they're dealing with, at least in the marketplace. So this time around, we have a theme that's pursuing service excellence. We have more than 30 different sessions and social gatherings, and we're hoping it's going to be a great time because Halifax is a beautiful location for a conference.
I know you're not a fortune teller. I'm going to ask you to take a stab at it here, ask you to read Canada's palm a little bit. Care to share any predictions regarding the HVACR industry, specifically for Canada?
Well, we do, because of our statistics program, a little bit of forecasting. And if I was to draw on some of the forecasting that was done back in the fall for this year, I think we're looking at, again, slow and steady growth. Again, not seeing anything that's going to go over the top. And obviously, the sort of the world economic situation is a bit of a damper in, I think, countries like ours and the United States. And that's going to have some effect. But we're hoping for some slow, steady growth. And one of the areas that we're starting to look into quite seriously because our members are looking for it, particularly our contractors, is emerging technologies. Geothermal, though it's been around for a long time, is starting to, let's call it, escalate as an option out there for heating and cooling. And other technologies such as solar and photovoltaic. These options are things that our contractors want to start offering to their customers. So we're looking at that as an area for growth that hopefully will put our industry in a better position to respond to their customers.
Yeah, those markets are certainly catching on here in the States as well. Anything else you'd like to add, Warren, while we have you?
Other than what you've already spoken about, our AGM in August, the 22nd to the 25th, I just suggest to your listeners to go to www.hrai.ca and look at our website. There's a lot of good information there. It has both an industry side and a consumer side because we have branded our industry up here for the consumer and try to help them with locating qualified contractors, which obviously are our members. So go to our website and learn more about what the organization does.
Excellent. We will definitely do that. Thanks, Warren, for your time today and everything you do for the industry. The news audience is certainly grateful for your insight. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Warren Healy and perhaps learned a bit more about the HVACR Workforce Development Foundation and HRAI. We encourage you to continue following along for the remainder of our Newsmakers podcast, which are available to download for free on iTunes. And as always, for more information on the HVACR industry, visit our website, www.achrnews.com.